This is the son of PCJ.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Well, that's something, of course, we haven't played for some time. That was, of course, the theme to when we came back in 2009, in March 2009. We haven't used it for a while, but I thought that today, because of the subject matter, it would be a good way to begin today's program. Those of you may or may not remember, but on June 29th, we did a special live two-hour edition of this program from 2 to 4 hours UTC, which coincided with the last English broadcast from Radio Netherlands. Now, during the last two-hour broadcast, we delved into the Radio Netherlands archives and Happy Station archives and presented a lot of stuff that many of you may or may have never heard before. Now, that show went out live. So those who are listening to this show right now through our partner stations and also through the PCJ radio network didn't hear that stuff. So today we're going to be presenting to you some of that stuff that we used on that show. We have a feature on Pete Myers coming up. A little listen to some classic Radio Netherlands programs. And no, not programs like His and Hers and DX Jukebox that we've talked about, but other shows that were maybe a little lesser known. They also include, by the way, a clip of Tom when Tom was working for the Dutch service at Radio Netherlands, which was a lot of fun. And we also have some other things as well. So stay tuned. The show is going to be a lot of fun today. Anyway, let's kick off right away with Dutch singer Anike Grenlo, who's also known in Southeast Asia, especially in the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, because she also sang in many different languages for that region. But this is a song that she recorded in 1964 when she represented the Netherlands for the Eurovision Song Contest. She's also a personal friend of Tom Meijer's. Here's Je bent mij lieven.
Ik Ik weet dat je liegt en dat je mij bedriegt, maar ik aanvaard het, want jij bent mijn leven. Van al wat je zegt, komt er nooit iets terecht. Dat heeft zo vaak toch de vrouwen verdreven. Maar ik blijf naast je staan, waar je op mag gaan. Kan niets ons beiden scheiden. Ik weet dat je liegt en dat je mij je mij bedriegt, maar ik aanvaard het, want jij bent mijn leven. Van al wat je zegt, komt er nooit iets terecht. Dat heeft zo vaak toch de trouwen verdreven. Maar
Annick Hegenlo with a song that she recorded in 1964 when she represented the Netherlands in the Eurovision Song Contest. And considering the fact that I realized that I completely mangled up, destroyed the title of the song, I'm not even going to attempt to say it again. I don't know what happened to me, but earlier I was able to say it with no problem. And then during the recording of the show, I completely screwed it up, so I'm not even going to attempt to say it again. So hopefully any Dutch speakers out there had a good laugh at that. You're listening to your program, Happy Station. And I said to you today that we're going to be going into the archives for this program to reuse material today that many of you may have not heard who didn't hear the live two-hour broadcast, since it was only targeting North America, the Caribbean, and South America. First up, we go back to the 1950s, 60s, and 70s, and listen to some shows from Radio Nederland that some of you may have never heard before. You'll know the voices. There's going to be a little bit of Jerry Cowan, Neville Gray, and other people as well.
Radio Nederland presents Dutch Light Music. And here is Teddy Scholten, well-known Dutch Light Music singer, to introduce the program.
Hello. Shall we listen to some more Dutch music? This is a composition by the most relaxed and equal-tempered man in Hilversum, Ger van Leeuwen, or Van Lion, as he is called, just to make it easy for you. Whether he likes popcorn, I don't know, but he called this first number Popcorn.
Thank you. In Canada's centennial year, we look back on 100 years of Dutch emigration to Canada. This is the third and last program in this series, Emigration Today. Fluctuations in post-war emigration to Canada are caused by different factors. What really happened may be best described in the book Thwarted Exodus by Peter Hofstadter. He writes, up to 1953, the Canadian economy had shown an increase every year. In autumn of 1953, for the first time, a few signs of friction occurred and an economic reaction set in, which also manifested itself in the labour market. It was given much publicity in the Dutch press. Unemployment had become a stereotype conception in the Netherlands. There is no doubt about it that the waning interest in Canada shown by prospective immigrants was partly due to the influence of this publicity. Another factor was Holland's growing prosperity, which made emigration less attractive. And when, in the beginning of the 60s, a shortage of labour in Holland became significant, a sharp drop in emigration occurred. During the past few years, a rising line in emigration in Canada is noticeable. In the two previous programs on Dutch emigration to Canada, we have heard about the difficult problems faced by the new settlers who arrived in the big wave.
Okay, Speedy, it's time now for a station break.
Aquí Radio Nederland, Hilversum, Holanda.
Come on, Holanda.
All right, Speedy, all right. Now let's try that again. This is Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland. All right, Speedy, if you're going to make rude remarks in the lavatory, you might at least close the door. Thank you very much. All right, this next selection is called Everybody's Somebody's Fool. It might almost have been asked for our little friend Speedy. Nasty little man. Four letters for this one, to be sung by Connie Francis. Francis Perez at Candy in Ceylon, Paul Erik Stephenson in Beringbro in Denmark, Alan Arlich, who also signs himself WA2GDQ from Brooklyn, New York, USA, and Henrik Kraglund in Hjøring, Denmark.
Zing nog eens dat oude trouwe wijsje. Dat vragen we u vandaag voor de 24ste en laatste keer vanuit Studio 11. Waar u aantreft Tante Leen, Johnny Jordaan, Dick Doorn en de acht maten onder leiding van Johnny Holshuizen. Als dit programma straks afgelopen is, dan hebt u in totaal bijna 200 liedjes kunnen horen. En in deze laatste aflevering komen ook weer enige verzoeknummers voor. En aangezien u, blijkens uw post tenminste, de liedjes uit de tijd van Louis Davids een belangrijke plaats geeft in de liedjes die u graag wilt horen, heeft ieder nummer dat u vandaag gaat horen ergens een band met de familie Davids. Allereerst hoort u Tante Leen en Johnny Jordaan samen in de oorspronkelijke versie van een heel bekend liedje. Dat zijn onze Jantjes.
Dat zijn onze Jantjes, dat zijn onze Jantjes.
We're broadcasting today in the garden of a charming old house, part of which is soon to become a memorial. Vincent van Gogh, of course, is well known as a painter all over the world, and to perpetuate his memory in Holland, an action was begun in June of this year by the Telegraph newspaper in Amsterdam to renovate on a national basis the wing of a small house in the village of Noonan in the province of Brabant, where for a short period Vincent van Gogh lived and worked. Now, to get the family picture straight to begin with, I have with me here at Noonan Mr. Vincent van Gogh, a nephew of the great painter. As a matter of fact, Mr. van Gogh, you bear quite a resemblance to your famous uncle. Now, I wonder if you could tell me, first of all, how and why Vincent came to live here. Vincent started thinking.
Let me take you back in time, back towards the end of the 16th century, to the year 1596. The scene is Amsterdam. The Dam Square was there all right, but hippies were yet a long way out of sight, and the Royal Palace had not yet been built. The old church was there, its bells chiming out the tunes of the hour. I went there again yesterday just to sample one of those tunes, as they're played nowadays. It was pretty cold as I took my tape recorder to the old church square, now part of Amsterdam's red light district, where the girls sit in the windows of quaint little houses, bathing in the soft glow of rosy lampshades and waiting for the odd, lonely customer out for a good time.
The State Visit of Queen Juliana to Great Britain. A Dutch physician who visited England in 1561 found that, as he said it, he had made a right heartily welcome to this famous realm. And that is what Her Majesty Queen Juliana and His Royal Highness Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands found this morning at Dover.
Music from the international repertoire, played by Holland's finest professional military bands. Today we've come to the final program of this series of music on the Dutch bandstand. And so, as a grand finale, we feature all the fine bands whom we've been privileged to hear throughout these concerts. Number one, then, is the Amsterdam Police Band, conducted by Karel Kokelaar, with a composition by Holland's A. Malando, Mambo Timbal.
Hello. I got a pair of scissors here, as you can hear. Piece of paper. And I'm going to cut out a paper man. Leg. Arm. Shoulder. Head. Even a paper man should have a head. And down the other side, other shoulder. Other arm, and down the leg again. See, he's got everything. There you are, there's your paper man. Only thing wrong with it is that when you hold it, you can feel your own fingers through it. Is that thin, just a silhouette cut out of paper, whose thickness to all practical purposes is non-existent. Our paper man has no body. In fact, he is. Nobody.
I'm sure you have more talk in stock.
Right.
But you had better watch the clock.
Well, did you ever, Miss Burnett?
What a swell body this is.
What? Have you heard about our band?
No, what?
They think you're absolutely grand.
Oh, well, did you ever?
Oh, what a swell party this was. I'm glad we're here.
Oh, yes, what a atmosphere. Hey,
yeah,
you
what?
Know something?
No.
I feel this sudden urge.
An urge to do what?
To call on Saskia and Serge.
Oh, good idea. Come on, you two.
Without you, we can't do. So here we go.
For some on the radio. Furthermore, to be complete, Los Antillanos, the boys and Pete. Well, did you ever?
Oh,
what a swell party this was. La 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 la. Well, did you ever?
Oh,
what a swell party this was.
Oh,
a swell party. Tom Mayer and Sheila Burnett from one of the many Happy Station open house shows that were done in the 1970s. You're listening to Happy Station, bringing you many smiles across the miles on this Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, any day of the week, because we're not quite sure when you're listening to us on. The show first goes out, broadcast, that is, on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but some of you listen to it online during the weekday, so hello to you, good morning, and good afternoon, and good evening. I'd like to know how you listen to the show, if it's just background or you're doing other things. I know that recently somebody said to me, they said, and I don't know if I should take this as a compliment or what, but they said, Keith, I enjoy listening to the show when I'm doing laundry. Okay, well, you know what? If you're going to do the show, if you're going to listen to the show and you're doing laundry, send me your postal address and I'll send you my laundry and you can, you know, just do it together at the same time. That'd be fun. I could just picture it right now, a listener standing up and saying, oh, I'll do it. I'm not going to send it out, by the way. Okay, you're listening to Happy Station. Now time for a little bit of happy music. Not from Happy Station. It's actually by James Last and his orchestra. James Last and his orchestra with a little bit of happy music on today's program. A number of years ago, oh, more than 7 years ago now, I actually had a chance to see James Last when he went to Beijing. And it was the most interesting concert that I've ever seen. Now, we all know that, you know, rock musicians and a lot of pop musicians, they'll have groupies, right? They just kind of travel with a band everywhere. Surprisingly, James Last has the same thing. No, they're not teenagers. They're people in their 60s, 70s, sometimes older, in their 50s as well, who will show up at almost every James Last concert. It doesn't matter if it's happening in Europe, in South America, or here in Asia. So at the National Theatre in Beijing, there was this group all sitting in the front row. You knew right away they were from the UK. And when he started playing Happy Music and some of the other pieces that he was well known for, they got up and started dancing in the theater. holding up duck heads. Don't ask why, but heads of ducks and other funny things dancing around with it. It was quite extraordinary. And I mentioned at the end of the concert to somebody there, I said, I have to talk to one of them. So I'm going to go up to and introduce myself. So I did. And said, I'm just curious, did you come to China just to see James Last? And I thought, well, maybe they were just here, you know, and that's it. But they said to me, no, they came here just to see this concert. A group of them. Quite fascinating. It really, really was. Anyway, let's now move on to another piece that we aired on that special on June 29th. Pete Myers hosted this show for 2 years. Pete Myers was, along with a number of other people, a very well-known voice and personality at Radio Netherlands. He did a lot of series that were very well-received by the audience and highly rated by critics worldwide. I met Pete in the early 1990s when I was in the Netherlands. And Pete was extraordinary. It's the only thing I can think about that encounter that we had. It was rather extraordinary. We spent about 90 minutes in the studio trying to record one thing, which seemed to have taken forever. And it's only because I gave him the giggles, he gave me the giggles, and we just couldn't get it right. Very special man, very, very special man. And we did a little piece on Pete that we used on that show. It also includes, by the way, an interview that Pete did a number of years ago where he talked about himself, his inspiration, and everything. So I hope that you enjoy listening to it again, if you've heard it now for the second time. And for those who haven't, I know that you'll enjoy it because he is somebody that certainly will be missed.
Now, she was a woman of German origin whose family settled in India in the 19th century, in Madras. Music was second nature to her. She married an Englishman whose family also settled in South India at about the same time. And happily, music ran in his bloodline too. Grandpa used to play the banjo, and Granny, the piano. And this love for the piano was imparted to all her four children, and so always the house was filled with music. My mother, who had a preference for jazz and pop music, also managed to master the piano and the piano accordion. So, you see, I grew up with George Formby on the veranda, Mozart in the parlor, and Glenn Miller accordion serenading out of the bedrooms. Glorious India, which surrounded us and was then rushing on its way to independence, never musically seemed to penetrate that house. I must say, India and my roots was a voyage of discovery that was to occur decades later. So, you see, it was inevitable that I would be put to music. Subversion was at work in the shape of my mother, a wild, beautiful creature who, because of her stunning good looks and free spirit, was constantly surrounded by admirers. Because, you see, when mother hit the keyboard, it was party time. And she had this ability to listen to pianists like Charlie Coons or Earl Hines and then play just like the original. So when I'd finished butchering my Moonlight Sonata, we'd sit at the piano together, and she'd introduce me to what she called real music. When I was 6 years old, I had my very first brief encounter on a train in India. With my mother and my Aya, that's a nursemaid, we were making the long journey from Delhi to Madras. We were traveling first class, up in the front of the train. And traveling in third class at the back of that train was the father of India, Mahatma Gandhi. He always traveled third class. Whenever the train pulled into a station, a huge crowd of people would be waiting to catch a glimpse of the great soul. Well, at one of these stops, my mother drags me out of my comfortable compartment. We push our way through the crowd until finally we come within viewing distance of Gandhi. At six, I had no idea who this man was, except that he was very old, didn't seem to have a tooth in his head, and was smothered in a sea of well-wishers who all seemed to be attempting to get into his carriage. In the pandemonium, hysteria, sweat and confusion, our eyes met for one brief moment, and that was that. My mother now kept that memory alive by constantly reminding me that I had seen the Mahatma. As I grew older and understood the man's achievements, his place in history, I wondered if I had learned some moral lesson from that brief visual encounter with a saint. And the answer today is yes. And it's this. If ever you travel by train in India and can afford it, forget Gandhi. Always go first class.
Coming to you from London on the BBC's World Service, it's PM. Africa, the world, this Sunday with Pete Myers.
Sixteen years ago, when I was a puberty pimple student at college in Rochester, Kent, and very active on the students' entertainment committee, one of my chores was to organize the students' annual outing to a West End theater, an event somewhat colored by my predecessor, who had a marked preference for Shakespeare. For years, the students would be bussed to London for the day and bored out of their angry young minds by the eternal bard and infernal actors. The only thing they looked forward to was the titanic booze-up we used to have on the bus on the way back after the show. Now, the year I inherited the job, 1956, I decided to break with tradition and offer my fellow students something even Shakespeare would have appreciated, sex. It had arrived in the West End that summer in the delicious shape of an exciting 18-year-old from Cardiff. They billed her as the Tigress of Cardiff Bay, and with a voice that shattered the rafters and a song that outraged the nation, she was the West End's biggest attraction in a variety review called Talk of the Town. Well, I took my fellow students to that show, and to this day they remain in my debt. For we caught the very first public performances of a British singer who has matured into one of the most flamboyant international entertainers of our time. And my guest on PM today, Miss Shirley Bassey.
Who's got a match or strike him? Don't say it all depends. Who wants to help me burn my candle at both ends?
Can I ask a very candid comment? I mean, is there a bit of a tart in you as well? You know, there's a bit of bitchiness in you.
There must be, because all the parts I get sent to me, they're all about tarts, you know. Whores, you know. There must be a bit tart in you. I mean, when I do Big Spender, I really feel like a tart. And I probably look like one. And I love it.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender, good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every man I see.
Today on Asia Scan, a world exclusive, because since the beginning of this week, rumours have been reaching us here to the effect that a Yeti has not only been sighted in Nepal, but actually captured by a team of Indian mountaineers. The first time that the abominable snowman, as the Yeti is known, has been taken into captivity. Well, early this morning, I managed to track down the leader of the Indian team, Professor Ram Gopal, to their base camp at the foot of the K2 mountain. And there I spoke to him by phone about this exciting discovery. Professor Ram, how did you capture the Yeti?
Actually, we start the expedition, you see, about 1 month ago to go look for the Yeti. We go up in the Himalayas and we are making camp just on K2, just about 4 kilometers from K2 mountain. You know this one?
Yes.
Well, then we are camping there one night, and one of our Sherpa man, he come running down the hill, he say, Yeti coming, Yeti coming. And then we standing there, we see this big Yeti chasing him. So when my friend, I say, quick, come, and we get one big net, and we put it by the tent, and the Yeti is walking into the net. Very simple.
Is the Yeti wild?
My God, yes, he is very wild. He is livid. He is shaking everything in the cage over there. I don't know what we are going to do, how we are going to get him to Delhi.
Well,
he looks very angry.
Well, congratulations, Professor Ram, and thank you for talking to us. I'll leave you now to go off and feed the Yeti. What do you feed him on?
What? I don't know. Yesterday we gave him 2 Sherpas, but maybe today we'll have to cut back.
You're running out of Sherpas?
We're running out of Sherpas, I'm telling you.
Make him laugh, make him laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son. But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet.
Well, this is it. The very first show of the new season. I'm Pete Myers, and from this point on, I have the pleasure of being your Sunday host. And I must admit, you know, taking over a show that's only had 2 hosts in 64 years is a daunting experience. I mean, for 4 decades, the Happy Station was dominated by Eddie Starts, a man I never knew, but who made this program his whole life. He rattled his teacup, and he was kind, and he was charming and considerate, and had this image of being everybody's favorite uncle. And then in 1970, along came my old buddy Tom Meyer, and he imprinted his personality on the show for 2 decades. He could speak, 1,000 languages. He could sing. He loved animals, is kind-hearted, considerate, wonderful with grandmothers, and was all sweetness and light. Now, he was the nearest thing to Mary Poppins Radio Netherlands ever had, or will ever get. So, what do you get? Since 1928, you got 40 odd years with Happy and Pappy and your favorite uncle, and 20 odd years of Mary Poppins, and suddenly you tune in today and you're confronted with a middle-aged neurotic with a big mouth, a gammy leg, and a sex life put on hold. Well, darlings, at long last, welcome to the real world. And spread the word. The Wicked Witch of the Lowlands has arrived. And yes, dears, I do have a credo, too. It's short, it's sweet, it's funky.
Some fun. You only live but once, and when you're dead, you're done. So let the good time roll.
As a fun person, someone at least who gave pleasure in 40 years, rather than, you know, someone who's tried to be profound.
I don't care if you're young or old, you ought to get together and let the good time roll. Don't sit there mumbling, talking trash. If you want to have a ball, you got to go out and spend some cash. And let the good time roll now. I'm talking about the good times. Well, it makes no difference whether you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. In town, I got a dollar and a quarter, and I'm just ran the clown. But don't let no female play me cheap. I got 50 cents more than I'm gonna keep. So let the good time roll now. I tell y'all, I'm gonna let the good time roll. Well, it don't make no difference if you're young or old. All you got to do is get together and let the good time roll. Yeah, no matter whether, rainy weather, if you want to have a ball, you got to get
Let the Good Times Roll, ending that feature on Pete Myers. And that was the song that the first song that he played as host of this program way back in 1992. You're listening to Happy Station, coming to you from PCJ Radio. If you wish to contact us, it's very easy. Our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com. That's hs@pcjmedia.com. And speaking of that two-hour program, because we can't reuse all the material here today because there just isn't enough time, but if you want to check it out, just go to our website. It's on the front page, and the show is in two parts, the first hour and the second hour. It also includes Victor Gunatelica, Bob Zanotti, and Paulette McCrory, who was co-hosting the show with me, and a lot of other fun stuff as well, including some listeners that we had on. So do go and check it out, www.pcjmedia.com. Time now for the one and only Marvin Gaye with How Sweet It Is.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh. How sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby. I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And there understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my days with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
You can hear PCJ Radio while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is a free news, talk, and entertainment mobile app available for your smartphone. Downloading is quick and easy. Just find Stitcher from the App Store. Then, during registration, hit the promo code box and enter PCJ to get automatically entered to win $100. For more information, go to www.pcjmedia.com and click on the Stitcher logo on the right menu. PCJ Radio on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. and nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 99.55 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.
Knowing Me, Knowing You, from an album called The Munich Philharmonic Orchestra Plays ABBA. And guess what? We are now out of time. Once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com, hs@pcjmedia.com. You can also get in touch with us through our website, www.pcjmedia.com, where you can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions and other programs from PCJ. So check it out. If you wish to send us a snail mail letter, here goes. All right? PCJ Radio, care of Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, Lane 31, Sanmin Road, New Taipei City, Taiwan, 22070ROC. Now, in case you didn't have time to write that down, you can go to our website. The address is there. We always enjoy getting letters. And people do send the nicest things. We've had some really nice postcards that were sent to us from a listener in Australia. And we had one, actually, that came in last year. And it was in a box, and it was a little bottle. You know the kind of bottle you get at the pharmacy when you go to pick up medicine? And no, there wasn't medicine in it or anything like that. There was sand. Sand. Why is he sending sand? Well, this is a couple that live in Hawaii, and they live on a beach. I think it's Waikiki Beach, I believe, in Hawaii. And they wanted to send some sand from their beachfront house. So they did. And we actually have it up on this whiteboard. Not the sand, the bottle we attached with Velcro to the whiteboard, along with other things that we have there as well. So thank you for the sand. Looks very nice. And hopefully one of these days I'll make it to Hawaii. Never been myself, but I've always wanted to go. The land of tiny bubbles. Ugh. Somebody suggested I record that. I don't think I will. Not exactly one of my favorite songs. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on the program. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, this is Keith Palomo wishing you well, hoping that you join us all again very soon. So until next time, friends, so long, au revoir, au wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.